There is a very perplexing medrash, beginning of the parasha. The medrash tells us that Rabbi Akiva was doresh. Rabbi Akiva was saying shir, but Sibur and the audience was misnamnim, dozing off. So Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake them up. Bikesh la'oraram. So what did he say? Medrash tells us, Bereshis Rabba Nun Ches Gimel, he suddenly asks a question that seems to be very, very out of the blue. Ma rasa Esther shetimlof al kuf chav zayin medinos? Why was Esther zocha to rule over 127 different countries or provinces? Because tavo Esther bas bito shel Sarah, Esther who descends from Sarah, who lived 127 years, therefore was zocha to rule over 127 countries. Which of course seems somewhat perplexing. What's the connection between Sarah, 127 years, Esther, 127 medinos, and the tzibur sleeping, and Rabbi Akiva wanting to wake them up? That's the question. So in Sefer Shemin HaTov of Weinberger, Olav Shalom of Williamsburg, he writes the following. He says, sharp suggestion. Shana, the year, the word for a year, is related to the word Shena, which means sleep, but also to the word Shina, which means change. And something becomes boring, repetitive, and cycles through again and again and again, we speak of dozing off and sleeping. Something changes and is different and unique on an ongoing basis, that evokes curiosity, that evokes excitement. People are alert. And perhaps what the Medrash is alluding to here is that every Medina is a unique place with a different culture. And for Sarah, every year that she lived her life was viewed as a new opportunity for revitalization of Avodas Hashem, for doing things better, doing things different, doing new things. And the Medrash is perhaps drawing the association in response to the Talmidim who fell asleep, Shena, because for them, everything is just a boring repetition. Time just flies on by. The Medrash draws their attention to Esther, Kuf Chav Zayin Medinos. Every place is different. Sarah, Kuf Chav Zayin Shana. Every year is different. Every year is a new opportunity to be taken advantage of. Life is viewed as constantly one opportunity after another. Time is never wasted. Time is never allowed to escape and to fly on by, but rather it is viewed as a precious opportunity to capitalize on. And we speak of Sarah Chazal tell us, as Rashi quotes, that at every stage of life, Bas Kuf, Kibas Chaf, Kibas Zayin, every stage of life, there never was a dulling of the senses of, oh, here we go again. Just like a young child is full of curiosity, and everything is so new and exciting and inviting and opportunities to learn about. Just like when a young adult begins a new career, a new path in life. Again, excitement, change, curiosity, opportunities await. Even when Sarah was already at the end of her life, and you would have thought by that time, oh, it's one shana after another shana after another shana. Time has been repetitious, time and again. It's the same old thing, one after another. She maintained that same vibrance, that same excitement, that every day and every year, even after 100 years plus, was still exciting, was still opportunity to accomplish. She never allowed a moment to go by without that sense of shinoi, of newness, of novelty, of innovation, of opportunity. There's a beautiful yisod there in Avodas Hashem that even though when we're younger, so you go from elementary school to high school to Israel to college, and college to working, and there's always like a change. Something's new, something's exciting, something's different. After a while, when you're working in the same job in the same company for X number of years, you might lose that sense of excitement, of curiosity. But an Eved Hashem has to recognize that there's always, every day, a new opportunity to do more, to accomplish more. Never let life just fly by because you're too bored to take notice of the opportunities that you're wasting. Every moment counts. Rav Dessler writes in Chelekei Mechtav Melayo, Va'avram Zaken Baba Yamin. Baba Yamin. Rav Dessler explains, he came with all of his days well spent. Well spent. Baba Yamin. Every day was a day well spent over all those years. It wasn't that he turned around one day and said, oh my gosh, where did the years go? You know, sadly, sometimes people, when the kids get married, move out of the house, they look back and say, oh, I've lost my opportunity to spend time with my kids. I'm so busy working, extra hours, making money, getting promotions, that my kids just grew up and moved out without me noticing it. Don't let that happen to you. Don't look back one day after 20 years working in the workforce and ask yourself, where did those years go? When am I going to do Daf Yomi, finish Shas? Only now I'm going to start? Take advantage early on. Don't look back after years go by and ask yourself, oh, I should have started 20 years ago. Every moment counts. Every moment counts. In the Hakdama of the sons of the Vilna Gaon to his bir on Shulchan Aruch, they write that the Iker Tochacha that the Vilna Gaon used to give his children was L'Ergoim Yivchanenu. God measures a person based on moments, on minutes. How you spend your minutes. How you spend your minutes. Those of you who are Zochot living in the Old City, I'm sure saw Rav Nevin Sal time and again. I remember him, I was once, as a Madrich in Reshit, spending a year in the Old City, back in the early years of Reshit. Remember one winter day in Yerushalayim, Old City, pouring rain outside. It was the most miserable weather day imaginable. And people were going to Mincha, the Ramban Shul, and they were scurrying back and forth between, you know, roof to roof. And then I see Rav Nevin Sal walking very calmly to shul, umbrella in one hand, gemara in the other, walking through this just like this. Open gemara in one hand, umbrella in the other, but just oblivious to the world around him, oblivious to the rain around him. Just every minute. They're gami of chananu, every minute counted, and still counts. Hagron of Asher Weiss, give you an idea, when his wife was being treated for cancer, Allah Shalom, here in Sloan Kettering. See, he came in for, you know, weeks at a time with his wife for treatment. He'd be sitting in the waiting room in Sloan Kettering while his wife was getting treatment. And we went for Shabbos to the Five Towns to Avshai Schechter's house. He asked him Friday night, can you bring in 10 guys for a Siyam, for a minyan? So, okay, sure, what's the Siyam on? Seder Nushin. Okay. Spent his time well. Next morning by lunch, Rav Asher Weiss asks him again, can you get another minyan together for a Siyam? What's the Siyam on? Seder Nushin. But you just did last night. But that was Bavli. Today's Yerushalmi. And he wasn't Mishnayos, he meant Gemara. Every minute counts. That's the goddess of Sarah, Bas Kuf, Kibas Cha, Kibas Zayin. That excitement about every moment of life, utilizing it, spending it. Don't waste it. Take advantage of it. Every free moment you can learn. Learn, take opportunities, take advantage of them. Have a wonderful Shabbos.